From the first bounce of 1982, 3KZ led the broadcasting scene with its coverage of VFL football. To provide the main highlights of the year and details of Saturday, September 25, that one day of the year, here's 3KZ sporting editor Ian Major.
Season 1982. The year VFL football went to Sydney on a regular basis, as South Melbourne played all its home games in the Harbour City, and the club's name was changed to Swans. Two more top-name coaches were removed during the season, Tom Hafey at Collingwood, Royce Hart at Footscray. A teenager Royce Hart previously declared not fit enough during pre-season work and was cleared to North Melbourne, then sold by Kangaroos to Melbourne, became the Brownlow medalist. The boy from Braybrook, Brian Wilson, gained the VFL's highest individual honour at his third club, and he still hadn't reached 21. Essendon, North and Hawthorn were the other finalists, but left the stage to the big two of the year, Richmond and Carlton. Richmond were desperate to make up for their shocking year of 81. Carlton were trying to make it two flags in a row. Blues were rocked by the Tigers in the second semi-final and were the underdogs coming up to the grand final. In these days of football with scientific approaches, highly developed medical treatment, motivation theories including psychologists, psychiatrists and hypnotists, I felt a couple of remarks by the two coaches David Parkin and Francis Burke were worth committing to record. Blues' David Parkin.
Well, we've, throughout this year, Mage, and ever since I've been at Carlton, when we've really had a go, I don't know that that's always we've played well, but when we've really had a go, we've tried hard and we've worked persistently throughout a game, we haven't lost. We've got a particularly good record in those circumstances. Now, we've had to come the hard way, but our last 6 or 7 weeks have been full of merit with regard to the approach that our players have shown. I thought after a loss to the Swans in Sydney, which was a very low point in the season, we tried hard in the first half, we worked hard, had the ball a lot, didn't get a result that day, and we're absolutely trounced by the Swans in the second half. And that was a very low ebb, but from that point on, we really have worked hard and got our act together, and I suppose with the exception of the performance in the second semi-final, when we're a bit unprepared that we didn't do our homework as well as we should have, and we're unprepared for the ferocity of the tackling and the holding up and manning up, which Richmond were able to do on that day. And I think we lost the initiative, lost the game in the first quarter of an hour, and despite the fact that we outscored them for three quarters, the game was all over. I think that we'll be better prepared, at least this time, emotionally for the game and I mean practically in the setup that we'll be able to put onto the ground compared with what Richmond will be able to put on the ground.
And Tigers, Francis Burke.
Just asking for 20 goers, 20 red-hot goers. And, if we do that and we're honest in our efforts, I'm very confident that we'll come home victors.
When you have two talented sides that can play their way to the top of the ladder, all the science, ability and tactics that can be applied mean little, unless all the players ensure they get in and have a real go. That's the way the two coaches saw it as they waited for the first bounce of the ball to decide the 82 flag.
It hits the turf and in the ruck one come. Up they go. It was getting them knocked down to the ground. There was Wal Jones, but the umpires picked a free kick out of it, and there'll be a free kick going to Carlton. Coming in with a long kick, Sheldon gives it down the ground. It goes down to the forward pocket. Fitzpatrick in between. Here's a chance now, but McClure's a little bit slow. He got it over very nicely over to Johnson, and Johnson's kicked the goal. Well, that was fast and furious going down there. Out of the pack it came, picked up by Clewer. He got grabbed pretty quickly, but he got rid of the ball, and Johnson, waiting for it, pounced on it and put it through for the first goal to the Carlton side.
And that's almost a replica of the second semi-final when Carlton scored within the first minute of play. Had a goal on the board, but then the Tigers took over. What will it be in the grand final? We'll soon see.
There's the bounce of the ball again. Up they go. No one got a good knock out there. Sheldon got the ball again. It's on the left. Put us down towards Marcoux, but it's punched away. Picked up by Fitzpatrick. He puts the boot into it again. Here's a chance now for Carlton, but there's good relief work. Oh, bad play again here, picked up here and running across there, but good defensive work, I would say. Now it's another goal. They've got it again. That was two quick ones too, and Brains about to come down here at the MCG. Carlton, two goals straight on the Statewide Bowling Society scoreboard. Richmond yet to score,
and they've only played 1 minute and 10 seconds when that boot went into the ball from Wayne Harms to put the goal on the board, and it was a desperate attempt to try and save the goal. Just couldn't do it, and we've got heavy rain falling now at the MCG.
Waiting now for the bounce of the ball again in the centre. Two quick goals to Carlton, the start of the final series, the grand final. Here's James walking in. He bounced another good over towards Lee this time, but they punch it away from Lee, but I think he'll get a free kick here, and Lee will take the free kick. There's Lee now, and Richmond go back into attack. He gives a hand pass across. He gives it a temp, and he's in a bit of trouble. Gets the boot to it. Not a good one at all. It's out towards Glasgow. Glasgow's trying to pick it up. He's tumbled to the ground. I think they play on, or is the umpire going to give the free kick?
Giving the free kick.
It's a free kick to Glasgow. Got it in the back. Waiting now for Glasgow to come in. There's the kick by Glasgow out towards the wing position. They set themselves up. Oh, Templey missed a sitter there. He got the hands to it. It's getting a bit slippery. It's coming down towards the Carlton half-forward flank position. Here's a run to the ball. Dunn showing a bit of pace. Gets there. He's in a bit of trouble. They're fumbling a little bit, Richmond. They're trying to bash their way through now. But the umpire set a free kick, and the free kick is going to Richmond. This will be Strawn now going back to take the free kick.
And that rain is getting very heavy.
Oh, there's a fight going on already. There's Dunn going in there, and who's
like
that, McClure?
Settles McClure.
Yeah. Well, they've got two goals on the board. It's a bad time to be starting a fight now.
And another one further up the ground,
another
Jack.
One up the ground again, too. Well, this is nice.
Even when the scuffles have been sorted out, it was all Carlton. Ashman Gold following a clever kick off the ground by Fitzpatrick. In 5 minutes, Blues three goals to Tigers nothing. Although it wasn't all good news, as star utility Kent Hunter was taken off after being perfectly shirt-fronted by Jim Jess. Yet Richmond was still to goal as the 14-minute mark ticked by.
Waiting for the throw-in again. In Richmond's forward zone, Roach has got the front posse. Wow, Jones behind. It goes down to the ground. Good rovering there by Clomp. He's got the ball now. Goes for a propeller, sort of a kick. It goes over the top of Harms. Goes towards a Dunn and also Fitzpatrick. All picked up by Rioli. Beautifully picked up. Screws it. Bartlett's got the sit here, I reckon. He's got the sit. No, he's missed it, but oh, he's got knocked down to the ground again. And Bartlett's got knocked down, and he gets another free kick, but he certainly earned that one. Oh, they had a sit on him twice that time, Bartlett. He was lucky he just missed the first one, but he did collect the second one. And now he's going back to have the shot. This is Bartlett now with the ball. A little bit sick, too. He's... combing what hair he's got left there at the present time, rushing it across his head, and now he lines them up. Well, you never know how badly he is at Bartlett. He never shows too much, so we'll just see how he kicks this one. It's on its way, and you can say, as I said before, you can never tell how much he's hurt Bartlett. He's put this one right through, a very handy one to Richmond, just as Carlton was getting right on top here. They had three goals, one on the board, Carlton, 19 points, and now Richmond come back with 1-2, and that is 8 points. And that
4 minutes later, it was a Bartlett pass to Rioli as Tigers slammed their second on the board. Morris Rioli in the thick of most black and yellow moves.
There's Rioli, he's had a flying shot towards the goalpost, he's got it, I reckon. Yes, he got it, a beautiful goal by Rioli. He picked it up. There was three players crowding around him. He kept it low and went crash on the left foot and put that one through, and they're back in business again, Richmond. Richmond 3-3, 21 points to Carlton 3-5, 23 points.
Rioli, two goals. Hasn't been letting the number down so far, Jack. Great performance.
Beautiful there. All executed so perfectly, too. He's a beautiful ball handler. He controls the ball on the foot. He's got everything it takes to cut aside to pieces. In and they come now. Lee gets high over Whale Jones. In went Waitman. He punches the ball up the field. Here's a chance for Jess. Can he pick it up? He does. He gets the left boot into it. Here's Bartlett out of the way. In goes Rioli after it again. He's got him by the legs there, but the umpire said play on. It's still play on. They're trying to pick it up. A chance there around the neck. He'll pay this one, I think. No, going to give it holding the ball. Well, that's a rare one, that one, I think.
Well, I still think it was a good decision, though, Jack. I don't know, of course, you would, because
he
of Richmond, but I thought he ducked his head. He had a chance to get rid of it,
head.
And he ran into trouble, and he paid
but
the penalty.
I was only going that anything you touch him on the head, touch the head, you're dead. But there's Raines coming in now. Raines is a good kick. He'll get the distance, so we no worries about that. But he's put this one through. Yes, a good kick by Raines. And Richmond have hit the front now. They've got 4 goals, 3, 27 points to Carlton, 3-5, 23. And that is on the statewide Building Society scoreboard. Clomp off the ground here.
And Hunter back on.
Hunter going back on again.
Richmond had forced its way back into the game. And despite Wayne Johnson's goal before the end of the term, Carlton was only 4 points up after its remarkable opening.
This is the captain and the major coming your way on 3KZ. Wherever you may be, it's good to have your company for Grand Final Day 1982. Umpire Saws as the ball again looks around the field and we're ready to start the second quarter. Will it be as brutal, as heavy as the first? We're about to find out. Captain Budd thinks it's just quietened down a little. We'll soon find out.
As the umpire walking in to start the second quarter of the grand final of 82, it hits the turf, the ball in comes the ruckman. He's got the sit on at that time, but wasn't picked up by Woody. Immediately puts the boot into it, sends it down towards Wiley, and Wiley's gone for the beautiful pass to Bartlett, and Bartlett's taken the mark right on the half forward flank. Could be within kicking distance. He'd have to stretch it just that fraction, I think, to kick it. But Bartlett, a good play there by Wiley. Hit a beautiful pass, measured beautifully. Bartlett gave him the lead.
Hadn't now been sighted too much either, Wiley.
No, that's the first time he's been sighted. Oh, not a good kick at all. It's off the side of the boot. Here's the big fella going in there. He's got it down. He's got it over to Cloak again. Cloak's got it on the left boot. Oh, down to Waitman. Beautiful play there it was. Waitman gave it to him back again. He got it down to Waitman. Waitman gave it back as he made for goal. He put it on the left foot and put that one right through. And now we've got Richmond. 5 goals, 3, 33 points to Carlton. 4 goals, 7, 31.
While David Cloak won the toss and kicked to the punt road end, I think it's been found out in the first quarter there's not all that much difference as far as the breeze is concerned. Score at both ends, depending how you bring the ball in.
Yes, keep it low. I think down this end, the big scoring board in. And here's James to bounce the ball again. Going out towards Lee this time, but they had the run at him, Jones, there. But all Rains picked it up nicely. Puts the boot into it. Sends it down towards the half-forward flank position. Hits the turf again. Oh, there's a mistake here, and it could be a goal. This one, it's coming up. You can back your foot right this one right in. And there it is. Cloak taking an easy mark there. And once again, it was Waitman. Waitman got the ball and a bad mistake by the Carlton defender. He just screwed it over. Here was Cloak all by himself. They'd come up the field and left him there. He turned around and ripped that one through. And Richmond now have gone to 6 goals, 3, 39 points. To Carlton, 4 goals, 7, 31 points.
When Kevin Bartlett scored his second with a glorious left-foot snap at the five-minute mark, the second quarter opening was all Tigers. It was nearly 10 minutes before Bizasto stood on the pack to mark and handball to Hunter for their next goal. And at half-time, Carlton trailed by 10 points and had not reduced the deficit 5 minutes into the third quarter.
9-5, 59, Carlton 6-13, 49. Still 10 points the difference. Up it goes in the air with Wow Jones going over the top, but no one got a really definite knockout that time to put it on the statistical book. Picked up by Duell. Duell goes in, is grabbed, and the umpire says, I'm going to ball it up again. Not a bad ball up either. Straight up in the air. Gives both ruckmen a chance. Down to Rioli. A good knockout. But Rioli was knocked out of the way. Ashman gets a quick kick in up to half forward. They got it nicely covered. The Tigers. Oh, a fumble though. Buckley gets the ball. Gets it down to Fitzpatrick. He picks it up cleanly. Boots in towards full forward line. McConville in front. Had it knocked away. Malin coming down the ground. He grabs it with blind turns away from the tackle. Boots towards goal. It's going into goal. It is there for a goal. And Carlton have edged a little bit closer. 4 points the difference. Carlton 7-13, 55. Richmond 9-5, 59 at the 5.5 minute mark. Well, they plugged away and plugged away, and finally they got it on the ball.
Yes, they missed a hit out there by Richmond. No one there but Malin. He got out of the tackle nicely. They tackled him well too, but he just swung away nicely to have the shot down there.
Makes an interesting game now. Third quarter. Only 5 minutes gone. Up they go on the air, and Lee got a beautiful tap out, but it's picked up by Johnson, who fires in the half forward, but no one there. Satori was just about to break away and now decides to come out on the grandstand side. Good drop punt kick out towards the wing looking for Wood. Wood goes up, but he's knocked the ball out of the hands of Glasgow, and the umpire said it's Glasgow's mark. Didn't hold it for that long, Glasgow. Although it's Lee and English doing a little bit of body pushing. Now Glasgow's got it for the handball over towards Sheldon. Sheldon with a rip jumper comes down the ground to the half forward line. Knocked away by David Cloak, and it's over the line and out of bounds. Cloak and Bortolotto are up here on the half back line.
No, they ran from the full forward post there. Cloak did. Oop.
I was wondering what was going on. I thought, that's funny.
Trying to make a loose man, they were.
Here's the boundary line throw, and up over the back is Bizasto, but he was nowhere near the ball. Rollings runs through. Good play by Rollings as he gets through the back. scavenged the ball, boots it with the right foot up the ground. Wow Jones knocks it to the side to pick up by Johnson. He's in a lot of trouble. He gets out of it remarkably. His kick was smothered in the end by big boy Mark Lee. Down on the ground it goes. Little Dale Waitman doesn't fear anyone. He goes in after the ball. Good tackle there by English, but the umpire said no. He's ignored the plea for a free kick and is going to ball it up, which I think was fair enough. Now English gets back to his man, Wiley down on the forward line as Wow Jones comes in late. It's down on the ground, picked up by Fitzpatrick with a floating kick into the forward line, and he travelled about 15 metres, but it went straight to Martello. He goes on, finds his man out in the wing position. That's Raines. Raines looks for someone to kick it to. Oh, here's Rioli with a 17 poking in the eyes, my eyes that is, as he breaks away. Dool goes in after him. He ducks around Dool, ducks around his next opponent, has a left foot kicking towards the goal square. Barton gives a little nudge to Harms. The ball goes through the fingers and down for one behind. Richmond 9 goals, 6 behinds. That'll be 60 points. And we've got Carlton 7-13-55. Harms takes the kick, drives out the halfback. The umpire said, hang on, it's going to be a little bit of a trip to Hunter, but oh, he was late with the whistle. I think he might have been unsighted for a couple of moments there, and then he suddenly thought, I think that was the trip that I thought it was, and paid it to Hunter. The short pass by Hunter is up the ground to Sheldon, who's trying to force his way back into the game. Sheldon gets a 15-metre penalty against Waitman. Coming down the ground now, drives in towards centre-half forward. The chance for Bozasto and Fitzpatrick, knocked away. Down on the ground it goes again. Here's good defensive work by the Tigers as the left foot kick by Kane comes out here to the wing position, almost into half forward. A run by English right up the ground. He couldn't pick up the ball, but for youngsters it was a pretty good lesson because he had his body right behind the ball, and even when he missed the run of it, he had it nicely covered to take it over the line and out of bounds for a throw-in. Oh, Dool's going to have a go in the ruck this time, and Dool gets a beautiful tap down to Malin, but he couldn't take it away. Dool tries the smothered Brian Woods kick. It didn't go too well. In they go. Strong football here. Picked up by English. Gets the ball with the right foot into half forward. Mark Koo cuts across the back, but missed the ball. Couldn't quite get it. Strawn goes in. They go in after Strawn. The ball hits on the deck. Bozasto picks up. Has a little kick, but it's smothered. Good thing for Richmond it was, because there was a blue down there and Mark McClure all on his own. Martello goes in. He couldn't get it. Mark Koo goes through the pack. Tries for a hand into open territory. He gets it, but it's only trouble is it's gone to Waitman. Waitman goes, the ball taken out of his possession. Malin in there, gives a nudge in the back against Rioli, and Malin gets the free kick. Well, there are a chapter of errors there, but it's still pressure football. The kick by Malin right up towards McClure, knocked away by Martello. Here's Hunter, given a shepherd, tries to screw it back with the left foot, gets it back. McClure runs in, too late. Martello's there, the ball's hit the ground. It's a free kick to Carlton. The umpire didn't bat an eyelid. They just grabbed Martello as soon as he got the ball. And the umpire said, free kick, you didn't get rid of it in time. And Fitzpatrick will take the kick. Ball. Didn't bat an eyelid. The umpire right in front of goals.
Beauty, she was a sudden death one.
Oh, wasn't it a sudden death one? I was quite surprised. I thought it would have been a play on decision because virtually the ball had only hit Martello's possession. And he was grabbed and the umpire had no mercy. Now Fitzpatrick. This could put the Blues back in front. The man gets out of my way, fires towards goal, and it is a goal on the board. A goal to the Blues, and they're back in front. Carlton 8-13-61. 1 point in front of Richmond. 9 goals, 6 behind, 60 points.
Well, I wonder what the crowd was yelling about. But there's a naked young lady. Well, she's not quite naked. She's got a blue and white streamer on. And she's walking around the ground. Hello, Wayne Johnson's going in to shuffle her off the ground, doing a Greg Chappell. Used a bit of rough treatment, and now there's a few others coming over to to put a wrap around her and get her off the ground. Well, I suppose, Jack, before you retired in football, you had to see it, didn't you?
Yeah, I suppose so. That's the first. Never had that before, have they? They've had it in cricket, but never had it in football. I don't think they've had a nude man, of course, haven't they?
And look at the cameraman.
Oh, look at the cameraman coming. Right. Too late.
And there's a few gentlemen, apart from the cameraman screaming into the scene, there's a couple of gentlemen with white hats now taking her into possession and taking her off the ground. Oh, well, you know, you've got to see it, I suppose. You know, as you know, Jack's been in football for 50 years, and if he retired without singing, he'd feel as though he's missed something.
Has the bounce of the ball. In they go in after it again. Down to the ground. Ashman tried to get out. Couldn't do so. It's still on the ground there. They're still playing, and the umpire picked a free kick to Waitman. I think that's about his first free kick he's got so far.
You're right, Jack.
We just agreed, did he? Yes, he's been right in the thick of it. And there's the kick by Waitman, right down towards Roach there. But what's he going to pay a 15-metre penalty again? Well, he wants another one now, and he'll be within kicking distance. Waiting now for Waitman to come back to have the kick.
Tell you what, it's taken the sting out of the crowd. They don't know whether they'll be looking at the young lady or look at the football.
Yes, that was a very bad incident. Waiting now for Waitman to kick the ball. And Waitman with a long kick now, and high flyers wanted. They've got Roach out of the way there, but there's Bartlett or someone having a shot here. He's had a flying shot towards the goal for Bartlett.
Was Kevin.
But it's only 1 point. And Richmond now are up with them again. 61 points here at the MCG. 61 to Carlton and 61 to Richmond.
Little kick out to Ashman, and Ashman's taking the
mark. Making the short one. He's looking, he's back, balk two, he's back on the left foot this time, out towards the wing position. He's looking for Hunter here. It goes down to the ground. A chance now for Carlton to go into action again. They screw it around. They've got it down there. The hand pass over towards Hunter again, but he's on his left foot. He straightens up. He tries to straighten up. McClure is going after the ball, but it's going to beat him over the line and out of bounds for a throw-in.
Might have been better to go for goals. McClure gave him the yell to go for the pocket.
I think he was off balance a little
bit. Yes, and on his left foot he couldn't get back, Jack.
Here it is now with Dunn in the ruck against Fitzpatrick. And Fitzpatrick got a beautiful knockout, but sitting there was Landy. He gives it over to Rioli. And Rioli's looking for a positional play up there. He's found Rowlands here. And Rowlands has the ball on the wing position, coming away with a long kick now to the centre half forward position, looking for Cloak. Cloak bangs it down to the ground. It goes out in the wing position again. A chance, oh, good show there by Buckley getting through there. It goes down to the ground. Here's a chance for Mark, who he's got plenty of pace. He's gone away. They try to grab him. They couldn't. Now he gets a short one in and goes down towards Fitzpatrick. He'll get caught. He's got his trousers put off, but he got the hand pass across, and here's a, oh, and there's going to be a free kick and also a mark to McClure, and McClure dead in front, or just a little bit on an angle, but dead in front.
I don't know whether I would have paid the mark, but he certainly got the free kick, I think.
Yes, if he hadn't touched him there, he had him there, but after he went on with him, he couldn't get out of it then. But here's a chance for McClure to put one goal in front. McClure steadies a bit, lines them up, walking in. And it's on its way, just about. And there it is, a good kick by McClure. There was no doubt about that one. That was right through the middle. And Carlton have gone to a six-point lead here. They've gone to 67 points. So Richmond 61.
Been a real gutsy performance by McClure today, Jack.
Yes, he's playing really well, McClure. He's very solid, isn't he? He doesn't give anything away at all.
Nice type to have for a final.
Here's the bounce of the ball in the centre again. Carlton have hit the front and the roar of the crowd here. It's going out towards Rowlands. Rowlands got the ball down to the ground. Rioli comes in to help. He's chucked out of the way. Picked up there and sent down to the centre half forward position. Bizasto has taken the mark. He was going to play on, but he didn't. So the umpires give him a kick. He's gone for the short one now. And a very good one. Kept it very low indeed. It went to Johnson. They play well between... Is it Johnson?
Fitzpatrick.
They play well between one another there too. He was looking for Fitzpatrick. He's been playing well at the centre half forward position and took it very low to the ground. He kept it as low as he could, and Fitzpatrick fell right on top of it. Now he's walking in, and well within kicking distance, I would say. Waiting now for the kick at goal by Fitzpatrick, and it's a real captain's one by the looks of it. Yes, it's a beautiful kick by Fitzpatrick, and he's put this one through, and they've raced away to a two-goal lead now. They're 10-13, 73 points Carlton to Richmond, 9-7-61.
Well, we were wondering if Richmond had softened up Carlton enough to come away in the third quarter. Now we must wonder if the pace is telling on Richmond. Here's the bounce, and Warren Jones goes in, gets a second knockdown on the ground. Fitzpatrick offended, but the umpire says play on, and he's going to let Wood break away. Drives in towards the forward line. Jimmy Jess comes up the ground, and a great mark to Jimmy Jess. He was off balance as he finally took the last grab towards the ball, because he suddenly saw it rocketing towards his shoulder, and he had to almost prop in the air as he was going forward. He went underneath himself with his legs up in the air and still pulled down the mark. Now, Jimmy's a good distance kick. Accuracy can be the problem as he comes in from 55 metres out. Let's go with a big kick right in towards the goal square. Good straight kick it was, and McConville right up over the top has pulled down a great... No, it's Harms.
It was,
has pulled down a great mark over the top. Gets the kick out towards Mark Koo, and it's going to be a free kick further up the ground to Warren Jones. And the umpire said, play on. Jones boots the ball up to the half-forward flank on the grandstand side, and the ball goes over the line and out of bounds. One thing about it, I think they've pumped up Warren Jones a bit today, Jack. He's getting into it a bit more.
Yes, he's showing a bit of pace too. And kicking well.
Boundary umpire has the ball. We're on the half-forward flank, grandstand side, in Carlton's forward zone as they go to the big scoreboard end, and this is the third term. Up they go. Fitzpatrick almost a free kick against him then, but the umpire said no as Strawn picks it up, gets a little kick out to the boundary line. Only travels about 15 metres. It's Glasgow over there doing battle with Wiley, and the umpire said it's against Glasgow. He should have got rid of the ball earlier, and the free kick is going to go towards Wiley. Robert Wiley with the ball comes in on the half-forward flank. Down to a half-forward line. Bortolotto knocks it away from Cloak, who is backing back into him and using the arms extremely well. But Bortolotto got it away, and the ball hits the line and goes over the line and out of bounds as the little boys charged in after it. Boundary umpire throws it in. Jones up on the ruck against Lee. Gets it down on the ground. In goes Hunter. They press Hunter, but they couldn't get away from him. Bizzusto flips it out towards Bortolotto. He gets it in the half forward. At the back of the pack is Williams. He's caught in the sandwich there and must take the free kick and the 15-metre penalty. Hello? Did the umpire see that? No. Thankfully for Williams, he didn't. And the umpire has paid the free kick to Williams. He's going out towards the outer side, looking the southern stand side, looking for Landy. Couldn't get to Landy. Here's a chance for the Blues again. Kenny Sheldon with the left foot kick down the forward line. Williams put one arm up. Couldn't mark the ball. Picked up by Rick, big boy Emma Dunn. It just got it. Rolled it down the boot more. Almost the knees rolled it down on to get it over the line and out of bounds as he was tackled. Boundary umpire ready to throw it in. Carlton just in front of the moment by two goals. Boundary umpire, a big flip up on the air that time. A court position there, and the umpire said it's going against Rains. Oh, boy. Oh! Flinging the arms out in front. Fitzpatrick had a little bit of a chat, and that's why Rains reacted. And the free kick is going to Johnson. Rains not too happy about it. I think we've got a few more players looking
unhappy
ticky touch
too.
Unhappy too. As Johnson, he might be within scoring distance. He's about 45, 50 metres out, but he's a good kicker for football. Comes in, puts everything into it. It'll go close, but the accuracy won't be there. Big grab by Bizzusto at the back. Failed to produce anything, and it's off his fingers through for a behind. Carlton 10-14, 74. 13 points in front of Richmond, 9-7, 61. The Carlton United Brewery scoreboard. A little short pass by Martello has come off as it goes out towards Williams. Shane Williams for the Tigers. Brings it out towards the southern stand side, the wing side, as the Tigers go to the punt road end, and this is the third term. Down on the ground, players diving in on top of it. There's about four players there, but no one getting any result. And the umpire has found a result this time. It's around the neck, it's going Richmond's way, and breaking away. It'd have to be Landy on the left foot. Drives to the centre half forward. Up they go. Hunter in front. Bortolotto claimed the mark, but heck, it was Hunter that grabbed the first grab of the ball. Bortolotto got second grab, and I was next to going to have a chance of it. Up to half forward it goes, and McConville charges out and takes the mark. Some of these Carlton players are getting their tail up, which is a bad sign for the Tigers.
By word it is, eh? You've got it there.
Here comes McConville with a kick in towards the pocket.
Mark, that one.
Real wobbler up to the forward pocket, and Bizzusto tries to claim the mark. The umpire said no. Got it a couple of metres to Ashman. Ashman swings around on the left foot and puts it through. And it's another goal to the Blues. Carlton, 11 goals, 14. That swings them up to 80 points. Richmond, 9-7, 61.
It had been all Carlton. Richmond held goalless during the crucial third quarter. Blues 11, 15, 81 to Tigers 9, 10, 64.
Soares holds the ball up to the crowd. There's the siren.
On the bounce there, it was Lee getting the knockdown. He gets another knockdown. It goes down there, picked up, and then Richmond go into attack. It bounces right for him too. In they go in after it. It hits the turf again. Here's a chance for Waitman to be... He flips the ball up to Roach, and Roach goes for the big kick down the ground. A chance now for Cloak, but Jimmy just comes across and takes... Oh, umpire.
They got it anyway, I think.
Didn't they?
Yeah, Bartlett's goal.
Bartlett's goal. Well, now Jimmy Jess has got up on the air, took a beautiful goal and bang, and put a goal on the board. And now Richmond are going to 10-10, 70 points to Carlton, 11-15, 81.
Three goals to Kevin Bartlett in the grand final. In fact, Kevin's kicked 3-3. Yes, I would have paid the mark, I think, to Jess at that stage.
Funny thing, I think Cloak could have took it too if Jimmy hadn't come across. He did shuffle the player, Carlton player, out at that time too, and had a good sit at that one, but Jimmy come right across the top of him, or Jess come right across the top of him, but Bartlett very quickly saw the opportunity and put pay to the opposition with a goal.
Another new football out on the ground, I believe.
That's nearly 150. There's the bounce. Up it, not a good bounce. It goes out there, and it's picked up by, gives it towards to Ashman, but it's play on. Down on the ground it goes. A trip there to Wiley, and Wiley's going into action now for Richmond. This is Wiley now to send Richmond back into attack. There's a kick by Wiley over to the half-forward flank position. Up goes the big fellow there. Is Bartlett coming in again. Bartlett's in a bit of trouble. He's pulled to the ground. The umpire set a free kick against him, and the free kick will go against Bartlett. Bit of stiff there. He went into a bit of trouble.
Boy,
there.
Well, certainly a meant tackle, wasn't it? There wasn't any half-hearted about it. Ashman really went in like on roller skates.
Waiting now for Ashman to take the free kick. He's got caught pretty hard there. Three players around him. He had no hope of getting out. And now Ashman's coming in, looking for the kick. It's a wobbly sort of a punt kick. It's going to drop a little bit light, but I'd nearly pay that a mark. But the umpire said play on as Martella punches the ball out nicely to Roach. Bit slow getting rid of it. He puts a short one in there. Roach a pick, and he gets away. There's a good tackle here going down to the half-forward flank position. Here's Mark, who it would be, to take the mark.
He had three Tigers bearing down on him. I don't think he fancied that too much.
There's another one. They're running here. Whoop, nearly a mark there again to Buckley. Buckley's in after it again, but he gets into a bit of trouble. The ball hits the turf. They gather up well there. There's Jones in there trying to get out of the pack. He cannot do so, and the umpire's going to ball it up.
Going to be a dogged last quarter.
Yes. Here it is now. The punch, bounce of the ball up there. Up goes Lee. Punches the ball down to the ground. A chance for Rioli. He's got the ball now. He's out of the pack. He's looking for someone to kick it to. He can't find anyone, so he goes for the big one. But poor little Waitman's shot. Oh, he's taken a glorious mark, Waitman. He was in a bit of trouble there at the back of English that time. But he got away with it. Wiley's got the hand pass now, and he goes for the big one down the ground again. Up goes Cloak. He punches the ball to the ground. In goes Dool. He's got it over to Bar. What about that with an umpire? And the ball goes to Dool. Dool's got away with it, looking for someone to kick it to. The crowd wasn't very happy about that at all. There's Perovic going for another one. They got the ball running again. Here's Johnston going in after the ball, but he loses control, and the ball's taken over the line and out of bounds by Roach.
Yes, I think they might have been a bit stiff, the Tigers, there with a free kick down there.
Oh, certainly. There was a couple of them there. In it comes again with Lee taking the ball out of the ruck. He's got away too. He's put the boot in the ball, gone for the short pass up the ground. In they go, and Welsh after the ball. Couldn't do so. It goes towards Perovic. They go in after Perovic. Pulled him around the neck. The umpire said play on. No?
Yes.
He said play on again. And Hunter comes away with the ball. He's got it down to the forward zone again. Up they go. A chance now for Richmond to go the handball over towards Rioli. Put him in a bit of trouble. He gives another hand pass across. It's over to Mervyn Kane, and Mervyn Kane goes down to the forward line. Oh, someone was underneath there. Who was it? Little Waitman. And Waitman, down it goes to Jess, and Jess has taken the mark. Oh, didn't they get up on top of poor little Waitman? They fancy having to wait for that one. And he got the ball out pretty quickly to Jess, and Jess is going to have the shot for goal.
Instead of waiting around, Waitman got on with it. It was good play.
Yes, he's got this one too. He hasn't moved the goal umpire, and he's put this one through. And Richmond have gone to 11-10 now. They're 5 points behind. They're 76 points to 81.
Now the boot's back on the other foot. Richmond doing the running and scoring. Carlton ready to go back into attack.
Here's the bounce of the ball. In goes Lee after it again, but the punch out by Jones. He's got it out to the wing position. Here's Malin going after it, trying to buck the bone after it, trying to pick it up. He cannot do so. He's still got the ball in front of him. He's tackled by Rioli. Rioli throws himself on the ball, and it goes over the line and out of...
Free kick in the back.
Oh, that could have been holding the ball, you know that. Rioli's got away. He's gone for the big kick. It's down towards Welsh and his opponent. Up goes Welsh. He tried to hook it in. Couldn't do so. In they go in after Perovic. Perovic on the... Buckley on the ground. Gives the hand pass over. Good football there by Perovic again with a hand pass up the ground to Ashman. Ashman comes away on the left foot up towards the half-forward flank position. It's going towards the boundary line and goes over the line and out of bounds. 11-10 Richmond 75 to Carlton 11-15 81. Waiting for the throw-in now. Lee going into the ruck against Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick outmaneuvered him a little bit that time. Got it out to Bozasto, and Bozasto has a flying shot. He's got to take this one. Done. He takes the mark very nicely indeed. Done now. He's got to come around this corner. He's got to come down this side of the ground. The umpire gives up a 15-metre penalty. Gives him a bit of room to kick in anyhow, Dunn, and Dunn's coming down the ground now with a long kick. It's over towards the big fella Lee. Lee's got to sit there, try to get at it, couldn't do so. Wiley tried to come through. Malin chipped in and pushed him over the line and out of bounds for a throw in. There's the boundary umpire throwing the ball in. Lee and Fitzpatrick in the ruck again. They got the big timber in now. Now it goes down to the ground, picked up by Rollins. Rollins is back on the left foot, kicks it further down the ground, and slithering to take the mark here is Little Waitman again. There's a 15-metre penalty too now. They've got to make position here and make it very quickly indeed. There's Waitman looking for someone to kick it. Comes across to Wiley. Wiley's got the ball there. He's on the wing position. He comes across to centre half forward. He's looking for Jess. Up he goes. Jess punches the ball down to the ground. They try to take it through. They've got the ball. Satori try to take it through there. But it goes towards English now. English has got the ball in front of him. He's ball backed up to there by Glasgow. Glasgow going after the ball. It's pulled around the waist when he never had the ball. And he will take the free kick.
This is Glasgow. Half-back flank. Southern stand side in Carlton's defensive zone. Carlton to the punt road end in the final term. Goes for a long handball over the top of his opponents to English. English gets the ball, drives up to the half forward line. A chance for Fitzpatrick to tap it over the head. He does that, but it goes too far. Couldn't get it to his teammate in Mark Coo, and the boundary umpires claim the ball. We're just down from the wing position. The captain and the major coming your way with a grand final of 82. Fitzpatrick in the ruck, tries to flip it down to Mark Coo. Bezusto is in there, wheels back on the right foot, goes for a little pass to his skipper, and Fitzpatrick, I think, will be paid the mark. Umpire indicates the mark has been paid. Fitzpatrick comes in, drives the ball in towards the full forward line, looking for McClure. Up they go, but no one can take the mark. It's down on the ground. A chance for good defence by the Tigers. Merv Kane out to the half-back line. Here's Hunter after the ball is tackled by Welsh. The ball hits the deck. They both get up again. The boot flung out by Welsh to kick it along the ground. Malin gives him a little noodle, and the umpire said it was a trip against Carlton and going to Welsh. And the people in the stand who perhaps had a closer view that time than the umpire, you it may have been the other way around at first. Here's the good pickup at the back of the pack by Bruce Sterling to half forward towards his teammate and Johnson. He's spilled a sitter. He tips it over towards Fitzpatrick. He fires towards goal. It's offline and only one behind on the board. Carlton, 11 goals, 16-82. 6 points in front of Richmond, 11-10, 76. Williams goes wide to the half-back flank. The mark has been taken by Emmett Dunn with a good lead, and the kick was accurate too. Emmett Dunn has been told to play on because he's gone around his mark. Emmett Dunn gets a little kick in. It's not a good one. It's going to put Carlton back in, and Bezusto is grabbed when not in possession. A foolish free kick. Heavens above. It's gone the other way to Martello. I couldn't work that one out. Down on the ground it goes. In the centre of the ground. Scrambling football. But the umpire said that was a throw. And it's going to be the make-up, and the free kick is going to Johnson of Carlton. The left footer down the ground is a beautiful pass by Johnson to McConville coming up the ground. McConville with a short kick into the pocket, Ashman all on his own, and Ashman has taken the mark, and they were screaming out for ages, Ashman, 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 and McConville finally spotted him on the ground, and Ashman is now lining up from 25 metres out.
Rod Ashman comes in, already has two goals. Oh, it's right off the side of the boot. A very poor kick by Ashman. And the scoreboard doesn't change. Still 6 points the difference in favour of the Blues. And a free kick going the Tigers' way in the last line of defence as Emmett Dunn goes back. Umpire is pointing out something to Emmett Dunn. Move further back and go on the other side of the post is the word. Comes in, drives the ball out towards the half-back flank. It's a floating punt. Doesn't hold up well in the air, but there's a good mark being held up over the other side of the ground. And the mark has been taken by the Tigers. And looked like Kane, that was, giving the handball into Martello. Drives in towards the half-forward line. Johnson goes in, picks it up. Gets the little left footer back to centre half-forward. Bezusto is there. McConville flies up at the last moment. Couldn't bring it down. Here comes Landy. He's grabbed the ball. Was going off on the left foot, but decides to go for the right foot. It's not good because Emmett Dunn's there and to Ashman. Ashman has the pace. Handballs to McClure. McClure with another handball to Bezusto in the goal square. And it's shut the gate. Bezusto has put it right up on top of the stand. In fact, over the southern stand. And the Blues have gone to a 12-point lead. Carlton, 12-16-88. Richmond, 11-10-76. And 3KZ is football.
Well, that one was a very costly mistake, Captain.
That was a shocking mistake. That one, it was a player didn't know what to do there. Went for a short pass. You've got to be careful who you're giving to them there when they're slow players and there's fast players around them. And, of course, Emmett Dunn couldn't get back on his right foot and they got the running hand passes going again and made no mistake about it.
Bezusto won a goal on the board for his first for the day. Field umpire Saws moves in, bounces the ball.
Up they go in the air. Mark Lee gets it down. Oh, good piece of roving there by Waitman. Oh, almost around the neck. Yes, it is around the neck. He ducked it a little bit, but for his courage, he deserves the free kick anyway. He's been a great battler for the Tigers, Waitman. He'll really go in and get that ball, and he delivers it beautifully. A nice kick towards the forward pocket, grandstand side. Cloakes made a super effort to try and get up in the back of Hunter, but couldn't pull it down.
Hello.
And they go in after a Hunter again, but it's a fair bump. When I say they go in after Hunter, he was lined up to cop the bump, and he copped it off Brian Wood, but there was nothing unfair about the bump.
He's pulled his muscle too, Welsh.
Boundary umpire goes in. The ball hits the deck. Wiley, a good smother by the Carlton players. In goes Mark, who throws the ball out in front of him. Was lucky to get his kick in, but did it well. Up towards the half-back flank position. Fitzpatrick goes across. Bizzusto runs it along the ground, and it beats out towards Sheldon, who runs it further along the ground, about 30 metres. The ball is taken over the line and out of bounds by Kane, and it's going to be another throw-in. Welsh has done the...
I think he's done a hamstring now.
No, he's back on his feet, jogging along. Boundary umpire throws the ball in. Lee in front. Gets it down beautifully to Rioli. One and a lovely tap out. And Rioli on the right foot screws it up to half forward to Roach. Perovic arrives late, knocks the ball to the ground. Wood goes in, bumps Perovic. Wood has the ball in his possession. As he fell to the ground, it flopped into his chest. And he flings off Perovic, flings off the ball. And umpire James is balling it up. Grandstand wing position. Carlton holding the ascendancy at the moment. A tip down there by Lee, but it goes to Mark Koo, who has a flying kick, and the ball ricochets off an opponent over the line and out of bounds. We've gone 13 and a half minutes, and the two-goal advantage to the Blues. Up it goes, Mark Lee, a beautiful tap down to Waitman again. Waitman couldn't quite get a secure grab of the ball. It's picked up by Bizzusto with a handball to Johnson. Johnson skims the ball in towards the full forward line of McConville. McConville breaks through, handballs to Buckley. They go in after. Buckley's lost possession. Emmett Dunn tries to pick it up, but he's lost the control. And the ball is in at centre-half forward. McClure is putting his arm in the air and the other arm on the back of Emmett Dunn, appealing to the umpire, but his appeals went unnoticed. Up it goes. And Fitzpatrick tries to get it to the ground. Emmett Dunn is in there. Desperate football now as players are diving on top of the ball, grabbing each other, and the umpire is going to ball it up again. Fairly dark at the MCG, but I guess we can be thankful it hasn't rained all afternoon. There's the bounce of the ball, not quite a good one. A flip out towards Barry Rawlings. Barry was trying to control it, couldn't get it picked up. Over to McClure. McClure to goal, and it's a behind. Quick football, had a flying shot, Mark McClure, but it couldn't quite get the accuracy. Carlton 12-17-89, Richmond 11-10-76, and I guess when you get up to the 14 and a half minute mark, you start saying those behinds might be a bonus. The kick out from the back line, right out to the halfback flank southern stand side. The fellows have had another tip at the ball. Big Mark Lee finds it back in his possession. Quickly knocked out of his possession, though, is picked up by the Tigers. Driven in the half forward there by Raines. But the umpire said no, it's going to be a free kick going Brian Wood's way, and Woody coming down the ground. Wood looking for someone, Jess gives the lead, but he ignores that, goes over the top. In front was Harms, had it knocked to the ground. He tackles Wiley. Play on, says the umpire, as the ball's on the ground again, and the umpire is coming in to ball it up. Umpire James says no, he had it on him. Bartlett's having an argue with him now and pointing the finger at umpire James. This player's getting a little aggravated towards the end of the game, and James is going over to have a few more words to Kevin Bartlett. 15 minutes ticking over. James about to bounce the ball. Up it goes in the air, and it's knocked down on the ground. Picked up by Bartlett. Bartlett boots in towards goal, but Harms is back here to take the mark. Harms with the ball, getting the call to go on. Does do so. Drives out the halfback. Finds his teammate out there, and the mark has been taken by Marku. Alex Marku goes for the handball now. Gets at the ball to Lotto. He's in trouble. Will he get his kick? He got it, but it went in towards Wiley. Flipped along the ground by Warren Jones. A chance for the Blues with desperation to get out. No, they couldn't. Rawlings with desperation picked it up. Gets the little kick in towards the forward line. But here comes Bruce Doole. Grabs the ball. Boots it out to the halfback flank. It slipped through the fingers of Mark Lee and the legs. Glasgow goes in. Eludes one tackle. Has a bounce down the ground. Gets a handball over to Buckley. He fumbles.
Buckley is caught. The ball hits the deck. The umpire said you had your chance and you didn't get rid of it. Tigers breathing a big sigh of relief.
Waiting now for Landy to come in now. Going for the long kick over to the half-forward flank position. Picked up by Raines there. Raines looking for another kick across the ground. Goes for Lee. Rosasto's got the sit-in, but Lee has taken the mark. And Lee's coming back in the centre of the ground. Going for the hand pass over to Wiley. Wiley's got the ball, going for another short one over to Wood. Wood's got the field in front of him now. He's beaten one player, got around him. He goes for the hand pass. He's got it over to Welch. Welch lines the goal mouth up. He's got for home. And it's only 1 point. 1 point to Richmond, 11-11. 77 points to Carlton, 12-17. 89 points.
We have a crowd of 107,536. 107,536.
Waiting now for Dool to kick in. Dool looking for someone to kick it to. Hoop was going for a short one, decided against it. Now he goes for the big one, sends it out towards the wing position, but coming in very quickly was Roach to take the mark. Hasn't had a good day at all, Roach. And Roach coming in now to have the shot towards goal. It's a long way out. It's on the half-forward flank right out. Couldn't possibly make the distance. What a high flyer down there. There's the kick by Roach. It's a beautiful long kick, but it's well offline, and only 1 point will go on the board. Richmond 11-12, 78 points to Carlton 12-17, 89. And waiting for Bortolotto to kick in. Bortolotto with another big kick. A chance for Raines. Up he goes. It goes over the top, but the umpire said interference to Raines, and Raines will take the free kick.
Welsh coming off the ground. Satori back on. I think you were right about that muscle, Jack.
Yes, he pulled the muscle. There's the kick by Raines. It's a beautiful long kick there. Close got the sit there at the behind. He just couldn't hear. Bartlett's got the ball. He flies it over, but oh, it goes off the... Like there's plenty of Carlton players here, and they've got the loose man going again. It's Perovic, and Perovic going for the big boom again. It's gone right up to the half-forward flank position. Up they fly. It goes over the top. Ashman's got the go. He's caught, though. Drops the ball. It goes down to the ground. Another kick up in the air, but oh, he's put it over the line and out of bounds. Satori. And very good play, too. A bit of bad luck there for the kid.
Fitzpatrick has hurt his knee when he fell down.
Has he? Oh, he's coming off the ground, too. Waiting now for Ashman to take the free kick. Ashman with the ball. Looking for a short one. Oop, he's going to book the man on the mark. He's got around him too nicely. And he's put the ball right in the goal mouth. So there's high flyers wanted there again. Oh, bad miss there by Mervyn. Was it Landy or Mervyn Kane? Mervyn Kane it was. He got the ball in his hands and couldn't hold it. Waiting for the bounce of the ball again. There it is, the bounce of the ball, up it goes. Dunn's in there, hands it down nicely. But oh, that Johnson was there again. He has a flying shot towards the goalpost. And a good mark. No, it's not a mark. It's been touched before it went through. Rowland's got there just in time, and only 1 point will go on the board. 12-18 now, and that'll be 90 points to Richmond. 11-12, 78 points.
Waiting for the kick-in. This is Williams once again coming in, driving the ball out towards the half-back flank, this time the grandstand side. McClure is out here, tries to out-bustle Emmett Dunn. He goes back to tackle Dunn when he had a second grab of the ball. Mark Coo grabbed around the neck, but the umpire said dropping the ball. And hello, there's a bit more on here with Emma Dunn and Mark Koo as it's a flip-up, almost wrestling style, but the ball will be brought back. Fitzpatrick off the ground, having his knee attended to at the moment. Klomp is back on the ground. Of course, Ditchburn's been off the ground for a long time. Emma Dunn, he's trying to run the man on the mark. Oh, awkward sort of a kick up to half-forward, half-hearted sort of an effort. Picked up here by Wiley, and Wiley screws it back over his shoulder up to the half-forward line. Big Mark Lee comes in after the ball, but Perovic's there, pushes him out of the way. Brian Wood tries to get it. Brian goes in after it. He's got three blues on his tail. Brian still playing it forward, trying to do so. A good effort by Wood, a gutsy effort, but the numbers just outmarked him all. Now he's taken it out of Malin's hand on the ground, but the umpire said it's over the line and out of bounds. Well, it wasn't classical football, but it showed a lot of guts and desperation from a few footballers in there to make sure their opponents didn't get the ball. Boundary umpire throws it in. Mark Lee with a lovely tap out towards Rowlings. Barry Rowlings with a left footer into half forward. Dool across the front of the pack. And that's a bad sign for the Tigers as Dool is taking firm grasp and holding up the back line. Oh, the kick out to the half back line. Landy has come down and knocked Bazusto to the ground. And I think you'll find a 15-metre penalty or more will be the situation. But I don't think it's doing Tigers' cause any good at this stage. Tigers want scores on the board instead of holding up the play. And I don't know whether the Blues are going to get rattled at this stage with incidents like that. And Landy's number has been taken. We've gone to 21 minutes. Carlton holding a two-goal lead. Carlton 12-18-90 to Richmond 11-12-78. And Bozusto has gone back. He's shown a little bit more in this grand final than he did last year. He had something to prove, Bozusto. And a 15-metre penalty is being applied now. And the umpire bringing Martello right back. And the umpire says play on as Bozusto goes out towards the wing looking for Malan. Too wide of Malan. It's gone over the line and out of bounds. Boundary umpire ready to throw it in. Carlton looking for a ruckman. Big Wow Jones, only man on the ground now. Comes in, late arrival, but makes it in time. And the umpire was looking around, looking for a free kick, but it's picked up by Wiley with the left footer down to the half-forward line. Glasgow's down there for Carlton, though. Glasgow takes the ball, gets unseated as he boots it back to the wing position. In they go, it's solid football. Klomp comes through. A nice piece of manly football to get it over towards the wing with Sheldon. The handball back to Klomp wasn't good. Klomp missed it, darted back towards it. It's right on the boundary line. Players just diving in over the top. Klomp ripped it out of their hands, but the umpire had already said, I'm coming in to ball it up. It's Patrick still hobbling down here on the boundary line. 12 points the difference, and time starting to tick away for Tigers. Up it goes in the air. Mark Lee got it down on the ground, but coming through is Malan. Malan with the right foot in towards centre half forward, looking for Mark McClure. Mark goes up, couldn't take it over the back to McConville. A grubbing kick along the ground, not a good kick by McConville. But once again, they've kept it down there. Another score goes on the board to make it all that harder for the Tigers. Carlton 12-19-91, Richmond 11-12-78.
Waiting now is a kick out there. It goes down to the ground again. Here's a chance for Carlton again as Magoo lines them up. He's gone for home. He's put this one right through. That was a bad mistake by Dunn that time. He dropped the ball there. Mark Coo got it and he went straight for home, and they're starting to put their coats on now as Carlton have hit the front very nicely indeed. 13-19, 97 points. Are leading Richmond 11-12-78. Umpire walking in. Here's the bounce of the ball. Up goes Lee. It was Jones getting the knockdown. A chance there as it picked up there by Wood. Give him the hand pass over to Rioli, but they cover him well. Picked up by Hunter. Hunter's on the left foot going towards the boundary line, and he puts it over the line and out of bounds for a throw in.
24 minutes gone.
Waiting now for the throw in. Tigers losing the battle here at the MCG. Edwards Jones getting the knockdown again. Over it goes towards Rains. He's in a bit of trouble, but he gets out very nicely. He's come back on the left leg now, and he's going for the short one. But Bulls come right into it in this last quarter. The veteran of the Carlton side now starting to play beautiful football, judging it beautifully, and going for the kick outside towards the half-forward flank, and coming down as Bozusto to take the mark just near the boundary line. Carlton getting back on top, right on top again, going for the long kick down the ground. Here's Johnson going after it, but he's put it over the line and out of bounds, and
no,
there'll be a throw-in decision.
Inside.
And there'll be a throw-in decision.
More rain at the MCG.
Coming in.
The policeman starting to take up their position around the ground.
In it comes again. A chance as they go up in there. They punch it back towards Raines. Raines goes for another hand pass to Wiley. Wiley gets the boot into it, but Ashman's in front of his man. He's tackled by Rioli. It gives a hand pass across. Here's Rioli. Oh, by the leg, he said. He immediately tries to hand pass it out. Couldn't do so, but Rioli will take the free kick. Here's Rioli coming in. Going for the long kick down the ground. Up they go, it goes down to the ground again. They try to charge through Richmond. A chance now for Roach to give the hand pass over to Wiley. Wiley's on the left boot going down the ground. Bartlett's in front, it's punched away. They back up beautifully there as Hunter gets the ball now and goes out towards Glasgow. He's closely tackled there, closely followed there, but losing the battle of the race here as the Satori now has to let him kick the ball right down to the forward line. Up goes Dunn. He got the front position there and took the mark very nicely indeed in front of McClure. McClure coming in, not McClure, the big fellow Dunn coming in now, down to the well guarded there too. They should pay this one, I think. Yes, it's going to be a kick here to Satori, or is it Landy?
Landy,
it is. Landy with it over there, with Rain coming down now, and Landy to send them in attack. Tries to shoot down to Roach. Roach leading out in front of his man, has taken the mark. He immediately plays on, comes right around now with a long kick down to the forward zone again. But up they go at there. Goes down to the ground, picked up by Rioli. Rioli shoots for goal, but the umpire said no. He throws it back to Roach. That's too cloak, I mean.
26 and a half minutes gone.
And they want this very badly, and they want two quick ones after this one. In it comes. Cloak having the shot. He's swooping across. I think he's missed it, has he? Hit the post. Well, that's 1 point on the board again. 11-13 they've gone on now. 79 points it is. 7-13, 79 points to Carlton, 13-19, 97. In they, Wiley threat to throw himself at the ball, but Ashman gets it, gives it over to Hunter. And Hunter going for the left foot kick up there, making beautiful position right on the boundary line, and holding the ball up there will be Bozasto. Bozasto now goes for the big kick right down to the forward zone again. It hits the turf. It goes over near the line again. Will they go in after it? Yes, they do, Carlton. They've got it further down the field to the full forward zone again. And here's McConville running into an empty goal. And he's put this one through. There sits a goal. And Carlton, there's no doubt about it now. They've won the 1982 Premiership. Carlton 14-19. 103 points. Leading Richmond 11-13, 79.
The rain coming down, so are the screamers.
Hubbard goes on the air again. No one got the knock out there. Another flip on the air again. It's going down to the ground. There was a very heavy bump there, and Landy's got to take the right there on the chin, and he's getting up off the ground to take the free kick. This is Landy for Richmond now on the dying stage of the game. Carlton well on top at this stage. Out towards Roach. Up he gets it. Goes over the top, but they're backing up beautifully here, Carlton. Here's going after the ball now is Wiley. Wiley's got the ball in front of him, trying to get it around over towards Bartlett, but he cannot do so. And the ball goes over the line and out of bounds for a throw-in. Finish it off. Can you see down there?
I certainly can, Jack. The boundary umpire throws it in. Wow, Jones in front. Up he goes, gets the knock down on the ground. Great scavenging by Rioli. Took it off the pack, drove in towards goal. Goal umpire steps up to the line and puts up the two fingers. It is a goal on the board to the Tigers. Maurice Rioli, a very good debut in a grand final. His first grand final.
He's been a
great
player all day.
Three goals to Maurice Rioli. Tigers 12-13-85. Carlton 14-19, 103. But we're coming up to the 29-minute mark, and the siren won't be that far away. Unfortunately for Maurice Rioli, when he put that ball through, his remaining teammates hardly made any effort. They think time's beyond them also. Bounce of the ball, Markley in the centre. Up goes Warren Jones, gets the tap down on the ground. Brian Woods after the ball, gets it in his possession, looks for the handball now to Emmett Dunn. Emmett Dunn strides up from the half-back line, grandstand side, drop punts in towards centre-half forward, but it's straight into the arms of Wayne Johnson, who's played a very good game for Carlton. Wayne Johnson with the ball, slowing down the play. They're content to try and man up a position, keep it in their possession. As the ball goes into half forward, Williams couldn't take the mark, smothered the ball, drove it off the boot up towards the centre. Picked up by Raines. Raines with the kick in towards the half forward line. Bartlett tries a bit of high flying. It doesn't come off. Ball hits the deck, and here comes Hunter with the ball. As the siren sounds to win the 1982 Grand Final, we have Carlton the victors. Two flags in a row to the Blues and coach David Parkin, and they are now the record holders of premierships in the VFL with 14 flags. Carlton 14-19, 103. Richmond 12-13, 85. The game is the Blues.
Following the presentation of the Norm Smith Medal to Maurice Rioli of Richmond and the premiership trophies to Carlton, 3KZ's Gerald Burke caught up with Blues chairman of selectors Wes Lofts, who agreed the third quarter was the telling break that Richmond couldn't make up.
To their credit, they fought back at the start of the last quarter. The spirit was up. But our guys, I think just today, they just weren't going to lose it. And it was a great effort. And they took a lot of punishment early in the game. And we carried a few through. It was a great effort.
It was a tremendous opening to the game. You kicked three goals in about the first 5 or 6 minutes, and along with a lot of heavy knocks. And then the game settled down, and Richmond looked a little bit stronger at that stage.
Yes, perhaps they did, although I sometimes think that some of the incidents, in fact, probably lift a side too, you know, but no complaints. Richmond are a tough, hard final side. They played it well, and we played by our method and came out well.
Mario Bortolotto did a job he was sent out to do today, and carried it out fairly well too.
A great effort. I thought he put Cloak completely out of business, and Cloak is a great player. He was going to really be the focal point of the Richmond attack, and for Mario to come up and do the job that he did was a great effort. He really applied himself. He got the ball to the ground, which we knew we had to do, and he was another winner.
Mark McClure came right into the game. He'd play. I thought he contested well the previous week, and or the previous 2 weeks, as a matter of fact. And today, whilst he wasn't brilliant, he was there every inch of the way for you.
Yes, Mark, of course, we played most of the day in the forward pocket, which... I think sort of caused them a couple of problems in the balance on their back line. And Mark, especially early when he flew well a few times, gave us a good lift. Mark's always a great physical contester too, and he was also a good player for us on the day.
Yeah, and Wayne Harms, of course, a great finals player, and he was moved down to Kevin Bartlett, who looked like being dangerous early. Yeah, Wes?
We started with Wayne in the centre, of course, and we had no option other than moving back to halfback when Bartlett looked dangerous in the second quarter. But he turned defence into attack, I thought, Harmsy, and he did the things too that lifted the side.
Right, well, what's it feel like? You're chairman of selectors of a club that now holds the record, what, VFL premierships with 14 wins, and you've won them back-to-back, so it's never been done before, and you've ousted Collingwood from that level, pegging on 13.
It's a wonderful feeling, but it hasn't really hit home probably yet, but tomorrow morning I'm sure it'll be a great thing to wake up. It is an effort. Well, it's three out of in 4 years, and of course, but always immediately after, I think sometimes it's a bit of an anti-climax, and the records really don't matter. On the day, it was just great.
Right, and David Parkin, you've re-signed for another 3 years, and he's won two premierships with the Blues since he's been there.
Not a bad effort, is it? And Ian Rice, I'm sure, was very pleased too. He's been there 3 years and has two flags, so he must think it's fairly easy, Gerald.
Never easy for the losers. Even an experienced campaigner such as league record holder Kevin Bartlett.
Oh, yes, it's disappointing for everyone at Richmond, not only myself. Of course, disappointing for Francis and all the players who have put in a very big year. Today was going to be the culmination of a successful year, but Carlton were just too good.
Kevin, you started off the first half, pretty hard game in that first 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh yes, but I think there was a lot of tension, players are nervous and wanting to get on with the game and get in and get the ball, and tempers get a bit frayed. But I think both sides were, well, not to blame, but were keyed up. And I think it was a pretty good first quarter. I think the scores were not much between the two sides at the end of the first quarter.
I thought up to half-time, particularly the second quarter, Richmond got their running game going, and then after half-time, Carlton seemed to come into the game.
Yes, they played a fine third quarter. I do think that losing Bruce Tempney in the second quarter upset our balance of our side a bit, because we'd already lost Mickey Malthouse from defence, and Bruce Tempney's a fine player, a fine running player, a lot of agility, pace and good kick, and when Bruce went off, unfortunately, he's broken two bones in his hand or in his forearm. It sort of upset the balance of our side a bit, I feel.
You're still kicking goals, I see.
Oh, well, obviously not enough today.
Two top sides, but there can be only one winner. David Parkin locked his players away to pose the challenge of three flags in succession. Francis Burke, more determined than ever to grab his first as coach.
Bartlett tries a bit of high flying, it doesn't come off. Ball hits the deck, and here comes Hunter with the ball. As the siren sounds to win the 1982 Grand Final, we have...
This is Ian Major. On behalf of the living legend Jack Dyer, 3KZ's panel, Gerald Burke, Peter Charleston, George Ferry, Bob Henderson, Hugh Mitchell and Laurie Sandilands, wishing you good luck and good listening.